Good morning, Unalaska. You're listening to KUCB at 89.7 FM in Unalaska. I hope you're having a great Monday morning. It's Monday. In the studio, I have cross-country runners from the high school team, both men and women. Good morning, you guys. Go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us about the high school cross-country team.
Good morning. This is Ross Enlow.
Good morning. This is Amelia Napper.
This is Alana Kachutin.
And this is Citlali Garcia.
Good morning, you guys. All right, great to have you in the studio. One of the things I want to chat about is how you guys doing as far as the cross-country team as a whole?
We're doing great so far. The boys' team is the fastest it's been in a long time. So we're feeling strong about going into regions, hopefully win regions and go to state. Same with the girls' team. They're looking strong too, Melly.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot more competitive girls' team than I believe we've had in the past. So it's really great to see all our girls putting in work and we're all pushing it. So it's great.
Great. And so tell me a little bit about cross-country. I mean, you guys compete as a team and as individuals?
Yeah, the way it works is so in a varsity race, there'll be 7 runners representing a school as a team. And so you run individually for places and times, but you score as a team based off of your placing. So if you were to place like first and then another runner places second and third, those numbers add up to 5, so you'd have like a team score of 5. And whatever team has the lowest score at a race is the team that wins.
Oh, okay. I understand. It's kind of like golf in a way.
Yeah exactly.
Okay, and so what if you are one of the fastest runners, but your other teammates aren't? Are you gonna be able to compete as an individual, or are you gonna obviously won't necessarily compete as a team?
Well, the way it'll work for our regions competition is top 10 gets to go to state, and then also the first place team has the ability to go to state as well.
So. Okay.
Yeah. So even if your team doesn't win, if you can make it in that top 10, then you get to go to the state race.
Yeah, and also usually for races they only count the top 5 runner scores. So unless you're in a tie with another team, they don't look at the other 2 runners.
Okay. All right. Great. So a big event this Saturday coming up. Tell us a bit about what's going on there.
Yeah, so we're going to be hosting the Region 1 South Cross Country Regionals race for the first time ever. And we'll have about 4 boys teams coming in, a couple girls teams, and then also individual runners coming from all over the region. And so Saturday around 11:30 noonish, there'll be 3 races. There'll be the girls varsity race, the boys varsity race, and then an open race. And the open race will just be for the JV runners, the junior high runners, and any community members who want to run.
Okay. And can you tell us when this event, I know it's on Saturday, but what time and how long will it last?
Saturday at 11:30, and expect it to go about probably 2 o'clock, 2:30.
Okay.
At the most, yeah.
Alrighty. And how can community members participate, help out, observe the event?
Well, we definitely, while we're running, you definitely can, just be on the side. Just make sure you're not in anyone's way, but cheering. So, yeah, go for it. Good job.
Okay.
Just one thing. Don't tell runners, you look slow. Don't say that.
Okay.
No one wants to hear that when they're running. So
keep
it
positive.
A lot of
encouragement.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd appreciate to see as many community members out there as possible.
And what will the route be?
So we'll start in Kelty Field out at the baseball park, and we'll run 1 lap on that asphalt lap around the field. Then we'll head out towards the waterfall area, deeper into the valley, and then back. And then we'll run a loop around the valley, and then back in another lap around the asphalt, and then we'll finish in Kelty Field area.
How many miles is that?
3.1. It's a 5-kilometer race.
5K race, okay. All right, cool. All right, and The other two in the back, maybe chat about some of the things that we got. Go ahead and introduce yourself again.
Hi, I'm Alana Kachutin.
Hi, I'm Citlali Garcia.
Good morning, you guys. And tell us a bit about your what you guys are doing. So you're in the women's cross country, and how are you doing individually?
Doing good this season, and I've been PRing at most races. And
what's PRing?
Oh, it's like a personal record.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I hope to keep doing that until state.
Okay.
And this season, I started off kind of late compared to the rest of my teammates, but I've been getting there. I've been getting to almost my fastest PR was at state last year, and I've been trying to beat that this season, and I hope I beat that at regions this year.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for coming in, you guys. Anything else you want to add, Ross, Millie?
No, that sounds great.
Okay.
We look forward to seeing everybody out there. Thank you.
Yeah, we want to hear lots of people cheering, you know, say funny things or something to make us laugh while we're running. It helps.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't really help because it gets you out of air.
That's what I thought.
just make us giggle, not full on laugh.
Okay, all right. So we'll expect to see you guys starting at 11:30 out at Kelty Field this Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's really important that the community members come out and cheer you guys on, encourage you to run faster.
Definitely.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much, all of you high school students who are in cross country. Good luck.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming into the studio.
Yeah. Thank you.